A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, Jesus is asking for the scuttlebutt around the water cooler. Kind of, what are people saying about me? And I think we do the people, the ancient people, a disservice if we really think that they believed that Jesus was John the Baptist. I mean, they knew John the Baptist was dead. Even people who believe in reincarnation believe that a person needs to be born again as a baby. So for John the Baptist or Elijah or Jeremiah or one of the other prophets to come back from the dead, this would be a sign for many Jewish people of the end times. Jesus coming back from the dead is actually what persuaded Paul to give up his mission of vengeance and give his whole life poured out, as he writes in the second letter of Timothy that's in today's readings, but we don't hear today. His whole life is poured out like a libation. I think it would perhaps be a little more accurate understanding if they believe that Jesus is like John the Baptist, that Jesus is another John the Baptist, that his ministry is as powerful as Elijah, the great reformer, or Jeremiah, that powerful prophet. Like in many of the ways that people compare President Barack Obama to John F. Kennedy, you know, they've said he's another JFK. He's young, he's charming, a good speaker, but we don't believe that Barack Obama is John F. Kennedy reincarnated. Lots of fashionistas have compared Mrs. Obama to Jackie Kennedy, but we believe that Michelle Obama is Michelle Obama, not, oh, she's Jackie Kennedy. Who do people say that I am? The local people made these grand comparisons of Jesus and his mission and ministry, but then Jesus asked the 12, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter makes this astounding conclusion, "You are the Christ. You are like no other that has ever been. There is no comparison to who you are, what you do, and so you must be the Christ, the anointed one, sent by God to save God's people. There is no one like you." And then upon realizing the enormity of who Jesus is, both Peter and Paul poured out their lives like a libation in service to him. And both were willing and did give their lives for Jesus. But each of us are asked daily to answer that question that Jesus himself asks us individually, "Who do you say that I am?" Who do we say that Jesus is? Who is Jesus for us? And then we're invited to ask ourselves, do our lives reflect our answer? As people of God baptized into Christ, we are all called to proclaim the gospel of Christ, not just priests, not just preachers. We are all called to proclaim the gospel of Christ. But for many of us, it can seem so daunting. I mean, who will listen? How can we do this? And maybe Paul supplies the answer when he writes to Timothy in the second letter to Timothy, where he says, "The Lord stood by me and gave me strength, that through me the proclamation might be completed." Who do you say that I am? Is our answer that Jesus is the Christ and will stand by us and give us strength? Because if so, then let us go and proclaim the good news fearlessly to all the world around us.